Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray's a long-time, 15-plus year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, that's sbecouncil.org, the author of so many books, I can't look over the stack. Chuck versus the Business World is one of his outstanding books. The whole series of novels that seem to be, they come up missing around here a lot, folks. I think people come into my office and in my library and they get stuff, and Ray, your novels keep leaving the building for some reason.
I guess that's a good thing.
I said, good thing. No, that's exactly right. No, whenever I can't find a book, it's always a darn good one, because people come in here and they, oh, I want to borrow this book. Why don't you buy your own books?
Right, that's right. Jim is a fellow author. You should say that.
That's what you want to do, right? You wanted to buy their own darn book, right?
Exactly.
So, and that's the whole series of Pastor. Stephen Grant. Right, Pastor, yep. Stephen Grant series. How many are there? Three of them now.
There are four, and
four.
One will come out soon.
All right, so folks, you got it. This is what is it? It's not a trilogy. What's four? Is it quadrilogy? What a pentagy? What is the fifth one going to be?
It's a string of good novels.
A string of outstanding novels that people can't wait to get their hands on. Okay, Ray, you and I are going to talk about something that's a little bit different than we usually talk about, but it certainly is apropos for the world that you and I live in, the people we support. And that's small business, because you're the chief economist of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I am the Small Business Advocate. And so what's happened, as most people know, I think, we had an event in Ferguson, Missouri back in August that, if you think about cause and effect, the phenomenon of cause and effect, a police officer and a young man got into an altercation in Ferguson, Missouri back in August. The young man died, and now dozens of small businesses are out of business. That's the cause and effect that I see. What do you think, Ray?
Well, you're absolutely right. When you're looking at it from a business perspective, and obviously the whole host of things going on here that reach beyond business, but when you look at the rise...
By the way, not in any way did I say, not in anything I said, that I mean to minimize the tragedy that the young man died.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's get that on the table. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would make the same point. But from a business standpoint, when you look at the riots and the protests and so on that have come, that came in August and then came again in late November, it's been a brutal hit for entrepreneurs and small business owners in that community. And it's, you know, a whole host of stories of businesses that have gone under, that businesses that are struggling to stay afloat. There was one story that I wrote highlighted about a woman that started a bakery and put everything on the line, and after the riots, you know, her windows were broken and so on.
And these are mostly black businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
these are mostly black-owned businesses.
Right. It's the people of the community.
Yeah.
It's the businesses, absolutely.
And I heard one woman talking about her dream. This was her baby. This is her dream. And now she's out of business. And you know, Ray, the thing that I don't understand is, or I should say, the thing that I talk about on the show a lot is how close to not existing most Main Street businesses really are. I mean, I have to tell it like it is. Most small businesses, way more than we should have, are one bad decision, one hurricane, one tornado, one fire, one flood, or one episode of anarchy away from literally not only being shut down for a while, but never being able to come back. We're that close on our capital. What do you think?
Yeah, no, and in the best of times, most small businesses on Main Street are that close to going under. So imagine what something like this inflicts upon them.
And what did that young man's death have to do with those businesses?
Oh, no, you can get into the whole debate over the shooting and so on, but when you talk about innocent victims, clearly there's no debate that innocent victims, that group includes the small business owners.
I don't want to get controversial here, but I just have to call it like it is. Mr. Brown was not an innocent victim. I mean, there's just the evidence shows the grand jury discovered regardless of whether the officer went too far, Mr. Brown engaged the situation himself, and those small businesses didn't. They were minding their own business, and yet they got caught up in it, and it cost them. Tony Till, right back with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.